Okay, so what can telling a little white lie do to your relationship? Robbie Ludwig, psychotherapist and contributing editor for Cookie Magazine, is here to answer that, along with body language expert Janine Driver. Good morning to both
of you. Good morning.
Okay, we've all told the lies, you know, I love your hair, you don't look fat, you know, blah, 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 all of those things.
Right.
Is that so wrong?
It's not so wrong. I mean, what a white lie is really protecting somebody else's feelings. Mm-hmm. And the difference between a hard lie and a white lie is a hard lie is done to protect yourself. So really in human relationships, when we want to be nice to somebody, sometimes we err on the side of being polite.
Well, sometimes I just think it's called manners.
Like, yeah,
if somebody
exactly.
asks me, do you like my dress? Or let's pretend this.
Right.
Someone cooks a meal for you.
Mm-hmm.
The chicken is dry.
Right.
I vote for choke it down and say thank you. You
know? Yeah.
But when can those white lies step over the line and become troublesome?
Well, if you're basically doing things to deceive another person, that will ruin a relationship. Because basically, relationships are based on I can trust you.
Uh-huh.
And if you can't trust the other person, then you have no relationship.
But what if you say, you know, like, I like your outfit when you really don't, and you're, so how can
See,
you tell
I
one lie
think,
there?
I don't think you need to go there, because there's enough positive things that you can stick with. You can stick with the truth and say something positive. So I'm not one for saying something that's a deliberate lie just to be
right,
nice,
right.
But you can't say the truth if it's nasty, because that can destroy relationships.
Now, iVillage Live did this poll, and most people in the poll said, look, it's okay to lie. I can't remember the percentage, but it was a big percentage that said it was okay. There it is. 47% said it's okay, and 23% say if it's not harmful. But Janine, you're the person you don't want to lie in front of, because you can tell when someone's lying.
I'm actually called the lion tamer. I bust people in lies.
I'm already afraid of you. Okay, so give me some ways that you can tell if someone's lying.
It's interesting. When it comes to little white lies, it's very hard to detect deception, because they're not going to be nervous about it, because they're just doing it to be nice to
nice,
you.
Right.
So they're not going to exhibit some of the signs. Some of the harder lies that Robbie is labeling hard lies, mm-hmm. where it's to benefit myself or to cause harm to others or something like that, those are really easy
so
to detect.
How can we tell?
Some of the things are, like, I call it the no's. Like, for instance, if you ask me and say, hey, Janine, do you ever cheat on your husband? I go, no. And it's a real fast no. Or the no.
Is that a lie, the long no?
They're all hot spots. I call, how about this no? No.
Right.
And they close their eye. Or the no.
Okay.
These are different verbal indicators that you could look uh-huh. for that someone's lying.
What about, someone said, I know when you blink your eyes a lot, is that another?
Well, my rule of thumb is you want to watch out for when you deviate from someone's normal behavior.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm talking like this, and my belly button is facing you, I'm giving you my attention, you ask me if I've ever robbed a bank, all of a sudden my body turns, I'm giving you what I call the cold shoulder. That's a hot spot.
Someone told me when I was doing interviews with people who are accused of crimes, they said if people look down and left, they're lying.
No, don't believe the hype.
But you know,
hold on, don't believe the hype.
There are certain con artists that feel very comfortable lying,
right,
because
okay.
you're right. What you're detecting is a person's fear level, not whether they're lying.
Robbie,
or not.
What do you do if you catch someone lying to you? Do you confront them? Is it something that you think you should go head on with?
I think it depends on the relationship. But here's the sad thing. In close relationships, sometimes people will lie to each other. But if you really care about the person and you want to get the relationship back on track, you can say, listen, you're not telling me the truth. I want us to have an open relationship where we can be honest with one another.
Got it. All right. Robbie, Janine, thank you guys both very much.
Thanks for being here.